During the time he lived in this house, José Ruiz was very actively involved in the cultural circles of Málaga and cultivated a close relationship with other painters in the city. And, inevitably, some of his colleagues gave him paintings as gifts. 5 of those gifts have now temporarily returned and can be seen in the rooms where they once hung. One of the 2 landscapes in the group is Landscape with Cart, a work dedicated to Picasso's father by the artist Joaquín Luque Rosselló. Rosselló, who had trained with the finest landscape painters of the day and had studied in Italy, Germany and France, applied the meticulously refined technique he had learned from his teachers to his own landscapes. He also developed quite a penchant for everyday genre scene, as can be seen in this work. The 2 views of the port of Málaga are important because of the influence they exerted on Picasso's own artistic career. One of them shows 3 solitary ships in a composition imbued with a sense of nostalgia. It was painted by Muñoz Díaz, who studied with the renowned specialist in seascapes Emilio Ocón. One of Picasso's earliest works, painted when he was still an emerging young artist, was another view of Málaga Harbour, based on a copy his father had made of one of Ocón's works. The other view of Málaga Harbour on display in this room is a remarkable representation of La Farola, the harbour lighthouse inaugurated in 1817. Its author, Francisco Rojo Mellado, belonged to a generation of painters who chose to adopt a traditional, realistic approach in their images of modern Málaga, a city where industry and trade had progressed in leaps and bounds since the middle of the 19th century. During the course of his career, Rojo Mellado also experimented with lithography and later photography. In fact, it was he who produced one of the first ever photographic views of the city, an image taken precisely from La Farola.